May 7, 2023. Fifth Sunday of Easter, Year A. What if someone comes up to you and asks you, "Who are you as a Catholic Christian?" What would you answer him or her? What if they go ahead to ask you after that, "What is your duty as a Catholic Christian in the world?" What would you say is your duty? And what if they also ask you, "Why are you called to be a Catholic Christian?" What would you answer them? These are actually fundamental and basic questions that we need to know and answer if we say we are Catholic Christians. But some of us, if not most of us, do not know the answer to these questions. If we don't know the answers to these questions, then what are we doing here in church today? Today's readings answers these three very important questions about us Catholic Christians. They answer the questions, who we are as Catholic Christians. What is our duty as Catholic Christians or disciples of Christ? And why we are called to be disciples of Christ? Saint Peter in his first letter, chapter 2, verses 4-9, today's second reading, answers the first question, who are you as a Catholic Christian, by emphasizing to us that, we are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of his own, God's own, so that we may announce the praises of God who called us out of darkness into his wonderful light. That is who you are indeed, as a child of God, and that is why Satan is jealous of you and unhappy with you. When you face trials, difficulties, challenges, persecution, etc. in your life as a Christian, always remember who you are, and that you are special to God, and loved by him. Today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles chapter 6, verses 1-7 answers the second question, what is your duty as a Catholic Christian in the world, by reminding us of what our call to discipleship entails. Our duty to God is to serve him in his church and in our world, to be devoted to him in prayer and to proclaim him to the world, through the ministry of the word. Our duty, as stated in the first reading, is to serve God. How are you serving him today in the church and in the world? How devoted are you to your prayer life as a Christian, because it is your duty to pray always? How often do you proclaim Christ to others through the ministry of the word to them, that is, how often do you tell others about Christ and all he does in your life? Then, in our gospel reading, from the Gospel of St. John chapter 14, verses 1-12, Jesus answers the last question, why are you called to be a Catholic Christian, with these consoling and encouraging words, do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am you also may be. With these words, Jesus tells us that we are called to be Catholic Christians because we are his children, and he has prepared a place for us in heaven, and will be coming to take us to himself. Do you know that heaven is your home? Do you know that heaven has been prepared for you by God? Do you know that Jesus will be coming back to take you to be with him in heaven if you live a good and holy life on earth? My dear brothers and sisters, know who you are. A chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of his own, God's own, so that we may announce the praises of God who called us out of darkness into his wonderful light. Know what your duty is to God as a Catholic Christian, which is to serve him in his church and in our world, to be devoted to him in prayer, and to proclaim him to the world, through the ministry of the word. Lastly, know why God has called you to be his son or daughter, which is, because you are his child, and he has prepared a place for you in heaven, and will be coming to take you to himself. Amen. For more, visit us at www.revfico.com. Remain Godful and stay blessed.